Hello, my brilliant bookworms. I am finally back. I know every time I say I'm going to try to post more frequently, I never do. Actually, I don't remember whether or not I said it last time, but I'm not going to say it this time because, well, I technically already did, but I don't mean it for this time because I just don't know. My life is busy all the time. Darn life. So, yeah, I'm here today as Angel because nobody else is here right now. I'm so lonely. It's fine. Hopefully, we can bring a guest in soonish. I don't know. It's probably not going to happen. I wish it could. I wish a lot of things, but most of them don't happen. So, woohoo. Today, I'm going to bring you guys through an average day in my life as a honorary, I'm making air quotes with my paws right now. So, honorary Sun Clan warrior. We'll see how many times I say Thunder Clan this time, guys. Whoa. And there's little bonus thingy at the end, so if you listen through, you can find it, because it's, I don't actually remember how long it is. I already recorded it. So, it's at the end. I don't know when it starts, because I don't know how long this is going to be. So, listen to the whole episode to find it. Or you can just skip to the end and try to find it there. Pinpoint the spot, but I don't care. Do whatever you want to. Even stop listening. I honestly could not care less. I just post because I have fun posting. When I can remember to post and when I can actually get things to post, like ideas. So, on with the actual episode part. Okay, so I have to wake up at, like, sunrise because I have to go on all three patrols because I am an honorary, more paw quotes, Sun Clan, I almost said Thunder Clan again, warrior. So I need to know what the strife that Sun Clan warriors go through or something is. I don't know, honestly, but I'm cold. It's cold in here. In the den, because it's, yeah, whatever, we're just gonna ignore the analytics, or whatever. We're kind of ranting right now, or rambling, but, yay. Okay, so then, after dawn patrol, which is either border or hunting, it depends on the day, I guess, I get to eat food, slash pray, I guess. I call it food, but y'all know my backstory, so, yep. Unless you didn't listen to the backstory episode, if so, okay. I don't know why whatever. Yeah, after I eat food, either leader talks about something at any point in the day. You never know. Devstar isn't super reliable on as far as times. Devstar doesn't really have a schedule. Oh, also, guys, I'm using my mic today, so if this is really quiet, then that is why. So if you're listening to it and you're like, volume's all the way up and you can barely hear me, it's because I'm using my mic, because, I don't know, I think I have mic issues, but I don't know how to fix them. Also, that's why if it sounds like quiet and then it sounds loud, it's because I'm moving, because I can't stand in one spot forever. So, yeah. So then after dawn patrol, either I listen to the leader talking about something or I listen to whatever the clan gossip is. Ooh, maybe I should do a clan gossip episode. That would be fun. Okay, hopefully that coming to you guys soon. Background noises, cats, silver scales, namely right now, I think. I don't remember. Right, so either clan gossip, Dovestar, or I'll, like, play with the kits. Ugh, I should do another update on all the clan cats and stuff. All these things I should do that I haven't done. Hopefully I will do them. We'll see. Hopefully. Don't hold me to anything because you know me. And you know that I'm very consistent. Anyway, then at midday, after going the hunting patrol, always the hunting patrol, I don't remember. I mean, in the actual books, I don't remember whether or not they have a patrol, like a patrol at, like, midday, sun high. Yeah, sun high. But either way, I go on a hunting patrol then, because that's how Sunclan does it. Because sun high is when we do everything. Everybody's up at sun high, at least, if not earlier. We are Sunclan. We go by the sun. Woohoo. So yeah, summer, longer days, more tired kids. Yeah. So then that patrol, and then, because of my honorary paw quotes status, I get to get paw quotes to help the elders with their bedding and everything. Apprentice duties after middle of the day patrol. So I gotta carry out the bedding, bring them food, treat their ticks with mouse dung, all that fun stuff with the apprentices. Apprentices are pretty cool, seeing as I'm a young she cat myself. And then after I help the elders, well, Dove Star at any time in the day, remember, so there's that. Elders and kits, so that takes up a good portion of the midday to sun going down time. Sorry guys, I'm not refreshed on the terminology right now. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep this realistic, but you know, I was a kitty pet, so I don't know the terminology for warriors. I just know my terminology with my house folk. Woohoo. Anyways, yeah, so I do that, and then I also have to go on the sundown patrol, sunset patrol, do that, and then I get to go to sleep. I know there's, like, a lot of empty space in there, but often hunting, training, helping the apprentices train. I'm, like, a apprentice to, like, I help the mentors teach apprentices stuff while also learning it along with the apprentices, because I was a kitty pet, so I don't know any of the fighting moves or anything. Well, but because I am bigger than the apprentices, I have more capability, I guess, to do the moves. I don't have the muscle memory that they are developing, but I'm developing it with them, and because I am bigger, I am often used as a, what do you call it? Like a pawn. They tackle dummy or something. I don't know. They just attack me because they're like, oh yeah, you're this closer to the size of what we'd actually be fighting in an actual battle against actual cats, namely like Nightclan cats. So yeah. Pretty much that's my day. So that's great. And on to the bonus thing. I don't remember how much lead up I did to it. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have. I should have recorded it after this, but I recorded it beforehand because I was messing around with my mic. So yeah. On to that part. Hey. I'm adding a song to the episode. You guys get a song now. Yay. So I'm going to be singing I Don't Quite Remember by Beth Crowley. So here we go. You're my lowest low and highest high. Would I have chased it if I knew losing you meant I'd be half alive? I see you every time I close my eyes, but the image is discolored now, like a photograph that's fading over time. And it hits me then, I don't quite remember how your skin felt on my skin. I don't quite remember all the little angles of your smile. It's been a while, thought that I'd always remember, but I don't quite remember. When I think I'm ready to move on, I find another trace of you, a corner of my mind you still can haunt. I'm scared deep down that might be what I want, to keep a little piece of you, convince myself that you're not really gone. But it hits me then, I don't quite remember how your skin felt on my skin. I don't quite remember all the little angles of your smile. It's been a while, thought that I'd always remember, but I don't quite remember. During the day, I'll be alright, but it's a different story. At night, I get lonely. You're not here to hold me, so I curl up in bed like I always do. Wrap myself up in my memories of you, but now lately, they're getting hazy. And it hits me then, I don't quite remember how your skin felt on my skin. I don't quite remember all the little angles of your smile. It's been a while, thought that I'd always remember, but I don't quite remember. So yeah, bonus, I Don't Quite Remember by Beth Crawley. Woohoo.